Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of my recipes live from New York City is my spicy chicken pozole. Let's get started. What we're going to need is about a medium pot. If you want to use a large pot, you can, but I don't want it to be too much overkill. If you wanted to use a large pot, it'd be mainly you don't want to get splashed. If you're a kind of a messy worker and you do things a little bit fast, it might not be a bad idea. What we're going to do is put half a cup of oil, 1 pound of chicken thighs. I prefer bone-in only because there's more flavor in a bone-in chicken thigh. A half a pound of California dry chilies. 3 cups of beef stock. And what I'm going to do is let the chicken thighs cook with the dry chilies. And once the dry chilies are moist enough or soft enough, I'm going to blend them using a handheld stick blender. If you don't have a stick blender, you can always take them out and put them inside of a regular blender. However, you're going to have to remove the chicken thighs first because we still got to keep cooking those chicken thighs. The only reason we cook the chicken thighs with the chilies is because it gives it more flavor. And then I'm going to add in 4 garlic cloves, half an onion to the already pureed mixture. I'm going to add in a little bit more beef stock to taste, always to taste, just in case you want it to be nice and thin. This is a soup, remember, it's a Mexican soup, and it's one of my favorite soups, especially around the holidays. We're going to put 2 cups of cooked hominy, and you can buy most cooked hominy in a can already at any of your local grocers. I promise you this is something you're definitely not going to want to forget, though. And we're going to have, on top of our pozole, 2 cups of cabbage. We're going to also do 2 lemons and a half a purple onion. And pretty much what we do is we cook this soup down for about 25 to 35 minutes. And I don't want to do it just rumbling on a very high boil. I like to cook this at a medium high to even a medium. That way we could really just watch it and slowly watch all the flavors develop. You can use oregano, you can use thyme, you can use rosemary, anything you want to flavor the broth. But the broth should have a really good flavor already. And always remember, salt and pepper to taste. This is one recipe you're not ever going to want to forget. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give me a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.